a halftime show at a college football game over the weekend has caused quite a bit of controversy. On Saturday, the Florida A&M Rattlers, love that name, hosted the Alabama State University, I don't know the name of their mascot, but no one's talking about the game. They're talking about halftime. The ASU Mighty Marching Hornets Band took the field. Maybe they're the Hornets. Mm. The Mighty Marching Band took the field along with a dance team known as the Honeybees. Now, the Honeybees, as best I can tell, I'd never heard of this dance troupe before. There's no easy way to say this, but in the parlance of our time, they are a plus-sized dance team. I saw images of the halftime, and I thought, well, these girls are
healthy.
I was going to say thick. But
either works.
All right. Okay.
They're plus-sized, healthy, big-boned gals, and all of them were dancing. Now, when the home team was FAMU, so when FAMU's band announcer, Joe Bullard, introduced the team to the fans, many say he went just a little too far.
I congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
The face of Ozempic, the Honeybees.
What? You heard the reaction.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
Oh! No, you did not. He did. He's an alum of
FAMU.
FAMU.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And halftime is serious business at the HBCUs.
Yes.
I mean, it is a big deal. The marching bands.
Yes.
When the game is rotten, people still come for the bands.
Now, once he said that and everybody reacted, then, I mean, there was a long, you know, pause. And then he started introducing what I believe must have been the FAMU band.
The home team
band. I think so. I think the Honeybees likely had just finished.
Completed their moves.
When he said, hey, congratulate them.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
But then he goes in and gives a rousing welcome to his home team.
The highest quality of talent, attainment of leadership, perfection of musicianship, precision in marketing,
yeah.
Dedication to service, ESPN, marching band of the year. Your wait is over. Hunter, show band.
Here come the Rattlers.
There, the Rattlers are coming out. But you hear some people talking. What? What's he saying?
Did I say Ozempic?
Ozempic? What? Now, what's the punishment here? What's going on?
Well, I don't know if Mr. Bullard will continue working for FAMU. I don't know if he will be relieved of his duties temporarily. Mm. The president of FAMU has apologized to the entire student body at Alabama State University, and most especially the Honeybees. And he said, we respect our colleagues. And as for the broader HBCU community, we apologize.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be. He'll be back.
I'm reading more. The president of FAMU, Marva Johnson, did all that. Apologize, as you said.
Yes.
The gentleman, Joe Bullard, has been the announcer for FAMU and their halftime activities since 1975. 1975.
He's a lifer.
That's right.
That's how you go out with a bang.
Now, here's my question. What's the last year you could get away with saying something like that without being relieved of your duties? Assuming he is. Now, you could say 2025. They may
10
say
10 years ago?
You think 10? Say something like that. Like,
yeah, I feel like it really picked up steam where we couldn't say anything.
10 years ago.
Yeah, that's where I felt like suddenly.
Well, who broke? Was it one person that broke through and said we're not body shaming?
Body shaming movement was a big thing because I suddenly went from people being like, God, you're fat, to like, we accept you as you are, which was weird for me because my whole life I was like, hey, Fatty McGeezy, hey, fat stuff. And all of a sudden people were like trying to hug me in a Publix and like, you're okay. I'm like, what are you doing?
Your truth.
Yeah. And so it's been, I'd roughly say 10 years.
Okay. I don't know, but it's hard to put a date on it, Kelly. That's an interesting question.
I know. What you... I
feel like we've been more sensitive than more for longer than 10 years.
I do too. I feel like 20. I think in 2005.
I feel like still 2005, you could have got away with that.
Could have said something similar to that. No, Ozempic wasn't a thing then. But
yeah,
you know, something
but something similar to yeah. that. Oh, the face of Jenny Craig.
No, that's not Shamu from SeaWorld.
Yeah.
That's the honeybees.
And I feel like then it still would have gotten. Now you would have had the crowd like, oh, boo. But I don't. And also, internet plays a big role.
Of course.
Yeah.